Welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live local show that's all about, well, we're not live, I'm recorded. That's all, but I'm actually alive. That's all about the issues of aging. I'm your host, Bob Scrivano, here starting our 21st year on KFBK. Be ending the show the end of this year. So take advantage of me while you still have me and you still have access to me and all the things we talk about here. Still be around, still be doing what I'm doing, but the show is coming to an end, as all good things must. Couple things, let me get out of the way right away. Remember, I'm not an attorney, don't practice law, I don't give legal advice. If you want legal advice, you should talk to an attorney, preferably one that knows what they're talking about when it comes to long-term care planning and Medi-Cal and all that stuff. And trust me, folks, most don't. I have a California insurance license, a legal document assistant license, that allows me to prepare legal documents such as trusts and powers of attorney at your direction and request. I'm a notary. I'm not securities licensed, don't want to be, and everything I talk about here is my opinion only. Usually my opinion's pretty good, but it's still my opinion only and should never be taken as any form of legal, financial, or tax advice, or any other kind of advice. I can't tell you how to snake your drain. Well, actually, I can tell you how to do that, but I'm not going to. So a couple things to talk about today. One is I just got home and I'm recording this show. And I want to thank everybody. I was just at the Orchard Creek Lodge in Lincoln. I want to thank everybody at the Lincoln Hills Singles Group who had me in to speak tonight. What a great organization. What a great group. And it reminded me how much I love speaking to groups or organizations. And so if you have a group or organization that and you're looking for a speaker, remember, I will come and speak on the issues of aging for free. So I just wanted to thank Susan and everybody at the Lincoln Hills Singles Group that we met tonight, and I was privileged to be able to speak to them. And there were probably, I don't know, there are 40, 45 people there. It's a great group. Maybe more, I don't know, but it was great. So don't forget, I will come to speak to your group or organization anytime for free. All you have to do is call me. My phone number is 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Or you can go to my website, assetsandaging.com, assetsandaging.com, assetsandaging, assetsandaging.com. You can cruise around in there. You can follow me on Facebook, Facebook/assetsandaging. I'm doing about 2 Facebook live broadcasts every week. Lots of interesting stuff on those. So make sure you follow me on Facebook. Make sure you become a subscriber to Assets and Aging. Soon we'll be doing an event for subscribers only. I'm working on it. I want it to be something that's meaningful, not just, you know, let's get together and have a cupcake. So we'll be talking about that. Also, don't forget this coming Saturday, the 19th, I'll be doing seminars at 10, 11, and 12. They'll be 45 minutes long. They're free. You have to have reservations. By the way, I'm running a half-page ad in the B this week, so I expect them to fill up. I'm running 3 half-page ads in the B Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday for these workshops. So if you haven't been to one of my workshops, it's limited to 12 per session. They'll be at 10, 11, and 12. On the 19th. So if you want to sign up for one of those, I would do it now because I expect they're going to fill up. And I'm going to limit it to people who've never been to one of my workshops before. This is for people who haven't been to a workshop. You'll have a chance to do that this coming Saturday. And again, you can sign up online at assetsandaging.com or you can call me at 800-999-8007. Okay, I want to talk about 2 things today, and the first one is technical, so bear with me, but you need to know this. You're all familiar with nursing homes have been under the 5-star program for years. Well, that's being replaced. It's being replaced. And let me read you the announcement from Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, because I think it's important that you know this. I really do. I think you have to know this stuff. Today, the Centers for Medicare, what's the date on this? October 7th. So this is pretty current, folks. October 7th, just a few days ago. Today, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services at CMS announced a major enhancement of the information available to nursing home residents, families, and caregivers on the agency's Nursing Home Compare website. You can go to Nursing Home Compare, that's CMS's website, where you can look up nursing homes and see how they're rated. You can also find this announcement if you just nursing home patients, residents, families, and caregivers, enhancing transparency about abuse and neglect. Or you can read the CMS media relations release from October 7th, 2019. And it's about empowering nursing home patients, residents, and families. So later this month, CMS will, for the first time, display a consumer alert icon next to nursing homes that have been cited for incidents of abuse, neglect, or exploitation. Right now, you have to know where to look to find that. Under the new CMS guidelines, effective later this month, for the first time ever, there'll be a consumer alert icon next to nursing homes that have been cited for incidents of abuse, neglect, or exploitation. By making this information accessible and understandable, CMS is empowering consumers to make the right decisions for themselves and their loved ones. This critical move toward improved transparency is another way CMS is delivering blah, 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 blah. This was announced originally back in April. They finally got around to releasing them. Through the transparency pillar of our five-part strategy to ensure safety and quality in nursing homes, we are giving residents and families the ability to make informed choices. The already robust Nursing Home Compare tool displays an array of information about nursing homes. I'm reading. So you can go to Nursing Home Compare at the CMS website, and whether a facility meets federal standards, etc. Through today's action, CMS is minimizing the steps, making it easier than ever for patients, residents, and their families and caregivers to quickly identify nursing homes with past citations for abuse. And here's what it is. It's a red circle with a hand up, like, you know, a hand out, just a hand in it pointed toward you, a palm. And its patients and families will see the CMS's new alert icon for Nursing Home Compare shown above. It's a red circle with a hand in it. So when you now see that on the CMS Compare site, you'll know that this is a nursing home that's been cited for abuse or neglect. Beginning October 23rd, 2019, the new alert icon will be added to the Nursing Home Compare website for facilities cited on inspection reports for one or both of the following: abuse that led to harm of a resident within the past year, or abuse that could have potentially led to harm of a resident in each of the last 2 years. To ensure CMS is providing the latest information, the icon will be updated monthly. At the same time, CMS inspection results are updated. This means consumers will not be forced to wait for CMS's quarterly updates. So, if you go to the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, starting on the 23rd of this month, and you go to Nursing Home Compare, if a nursing home has a red circle with a hand in the middle, like a hand pointed out going stop, that's an indication that that nursing home has been cited for abuse or neglect within the last year to 2 years. I think it's really important that consumers know that. I think it's going to be important for consumers to... It doesn't automatically mean that a nursing home is a bad nursing home. It could have been one incident. And that happens sometimes even in the best nursing homes. But it's important that you'll be able to notice right away. You won't have to look at the 3 stars or 2 stars or 4 stars or 5 stars or whatever. You can just look and see if there's a red circle with a hand pointed outward saying, like, beware or stop or pay attention on the CMS website called Nursing Home Compare website. So look for that. It's important that you know that you understand what that is. I think I've put it in my newsletter. If I haven't, I will be in the next few weeks or months. So pay attention. It's important. Understanding nursing homes is important. Now I want to talk about something that's completely personal. And if you get my newsletter, if you don't get my newsletter, you should go to assetsandaging.com and sign up for my free newsletter. Why wouldn't you? And those of you that got my newsletter have seen this, but I want to talk about it for those of you. And if you're not driving and you're not going to fall back asleep, I want you to listen to what I'm going to talk to you about kind of with your eyes closed. And I want you to listen to this with your heart. Again, you're not going to have my voice for many, many more weeks. We're coming up on November, and I'll be off the air the end of December. I forget when my last show is, but it's the last Sunday in December, whatever that is. I haven't paid attention or looked it up. It's the 29th of December. So, while you have me, and if you're serious about this, you know, one of the things when I went to the singles group at Lincoln Hills tonight to speak, I asked the group the same thing I ask every group, which is, how many of you now know or have ever known anybody in a nursing home? And every single person in the room raised their hands. And then I said, how many of you have known 3 or more people in a nursing home? And half the group raised their hands. It doesn't matter what group I talk to. Everybody knows somebody that's been in a nursing home. But what? It's not going to happen to me. I talk to people in my office every week that it's bad, folks. And they still don't believe it's happening. So I want to talk to you in a different way for the last few minutes of this show. And the title of my original piece was "The Best Music I'll Ever Hear," and I'm going to keep that title. You can say the best music you'll ever hear, but I want you to listen to this as I wrote it, which was "The Best Music I'll Ever Hear." I was sitting on the front porch on Sunday, October the 6th, and I love the front porch of my home. I'm having some coffee. It's 9 o'clock in the morning, and a biscotti. My wife makes homemade biscotti that are to die for. And if you haven't had biscotti dunked in coffee, you haven't lived. I love my front porch. It's shaded by 2 giant oak trees. Most days, even the hot ones, there's a little cooling breeze that brushes away the heat and makes life good. I've even been known when I'm sitting out there to have an adult beverage and maybe a fine cigar, because I like cigars, to relax myself, to relax my mind, and to relax my soul. And while I'm doing that, I'm always listening to music. I take my little phone out there and I put on, it doesn't matter, it's Pandora, but it doesn't matter. And I have a portable speaker, a Wi-Fi speaker, and I take it out and I listen to music. And I always listen to classical music. Or most of the time I listen to classical music because I love classical music. So I'm listening to Samuel Barber's Violin Concerto, which, as far as I'm concerned, is, if not the greatest, one of the best violin concertos ever written. And the person playing the violin is Hilary Hahn. And also, in my opinion, one of the great violinists of our age, if not the best. And again, so we have one of the best violin, one of the best pieces of music ever written, played by one of the greatest violinists in the world today. And it's just magical. I'm listening to it, and it's just magical. If you close your eyes and you love music, you can picture this. And as I listen, while I'm sitting there at 9 o'clock in the morning, I'm struck by the fact that this is the best music I will ever hear. Now, you're saying to yourself, what do you mean, Bob? You're gonna hear good music again. And I will. But it will never be better than this. It's perfect. It's a perfect moment. I can hear well. My knowledge of music is still mostly intact. I can remember stuff still. My mind is still, for the most part, unclouded. My ability to recall and appreciate what I'm hearing is still functioning. However, I am aware of the fact that today will pass. And the day will come, it's inevitable, folks, that I will not hear the music in the same way. Barring death, I'll not remember the next verse or stanza. I will not hear the music as crisply. I will not remember the name of the performer. I will forget other works by the composer. In point of fact and in reality, that day is the best day. Tomorrow may also be great and wonderful, but it will just not be the best. This will happen with all parts of my life, and it will happen to my wife, and yes, even my children as they age. It will happen to all of us, yes, even you. You listening to this show, if it's not happening already, it will happen to you, and it will happen to a loved one in your family. It will happen to a parent or a grandparent or a brother or a sister. As I'm writing this, as I was writing it, the notes and everything, my granddaughter and grandson come out to say hello and give me a morning hug. And it's amazing. They live overseas and are just here for an extended stay. One is about 4 years old and the other one is about 9 months old. I love them with my life. These are the best days. When they go home, will they remember me? Will they remember my wife? Years from now, will my wife remember them? Will they have good memories of Grandpa or just the ones of an old man who sits in the corner? Will I know their names? I'm 74, in pretty good health, mentally fine, although there are many people who would debate that truth. A lot of people would debate that truth. But I wonder. Do you ever wonder? I am as prepared for the aging process as most anyone. I even wrote a book about it. It's called Navigating Frailty. You can get my book by calling me. My children, from observing my professional world for 30 years, know what is coming. Do yours? Do your children know what's coming? Do your grandchildren know what's coming? My children have observed mercifully, not firsthand, not myself or my wife yet, what it really takes to care for a frail, aging parent. Have yours? Do your children know what's coming? My purpose in writing all of this, folks, was to have an honest conversation with myself and with yourself. How are you? How well is your brain working? Is it all the same as it was 5 years ago? Or have you or somebody you loved noticed changes? How many of you ask your children every now and then? I do. Have you noticed anything different about mom or me? You noticed anything? Do you ask your kids that? Have things improved or worsened? Have you ignored these changes? Or are you aware of them all along and just pretend that they're not happening? What do you think will happen next? Do you think it will all just be okay? I've been having this serious conversation with people for 30 years. Some listen, most don't. The difficulty and facing the difficulty of change and the uncertainty of the future is just too much for a lot of people. And they have a very tough road ahead. In an effort to be prepared and realistic, I have this serious conversation with myself just about every day, and I'm not making that up. Someone came to my office recently. No kids, no real family, no spouse. They're alone, older than I am. Told me they came because it was time to have the serious conversation. It was time to get everything ready. Said they lived in a multi-million dollar house. I looked it up. It's worth about a tenth of that in rundown. At the end of the conversation, they left and they took no action. They told me change was too confusing. Did not like my suggestions. Do you think this person is still hearing their best music? This will end in a disaster, I guarantee you, of their own making. What about you? Are you ready? Is it time for you to make sure you're hearing the best music? Or, if you are not, at least to acknowledge your new reality? Change is difficult, people. Aging is for the brave, not the ignorant or the avoidant. Let me say it again. Change is difficult. Aging is not for the brave, nor the ignorant or the avoidant. Have you done everything you can to ensure that the ones you love have every tool they'll need to preserve assets and make sound decisions when change happens to you and your family? Have you? What's going to happen when you or your aging family member, whoever that person is you love, can no longer function in the ways to which you're accustomed and they're accustomed? I can help. I really can. You have me now, but not forever. Use my talents and my knowledge so that you and your family will always be able to hear the best music. I hope you will take the time to sign up for one of my upcoming clinics. My next clinics are on the 19th at 10, 11, and 12. They're 45 minutes each. Each one is the same. You can sign up for any of them. They'll fill up fast because there's only 12 seats per workshop, and I'm running a big ad in the Bee this week. Get to my workshop. Give me a call or visit my homepage at assetsandaging.com. You can sign up online for more details. And you can sign up right there. You can find a landing page and you can sign up for one of my workshops, either the 10 or 11 or 12 on the 19th. Don't forget to check out Facebook, my Facebook page, and my Facebook Live video broadcasts. Don't forget my weekly podcast every Wednesday. Every Wednesday at noon, right at the Assets and Aging website, assetsandaging.com. And then ask yourself the question that I've been talking about here for the last few minutes. Are you still hearing the best music? Is your family still hearing, your loved one, still hearing the best music? Today may be the best music you're ever going to hear in your life. Are you prepared for the day when you're not hearing the best music? It's an important question, folks. And you have to decide if you and your family are ready for this serious conversation. Most people aren't. If you're ready for this serious conversation, then you and your family should come in and see me. The consultation is free. Get to one of my upcoming workshops on the 19th, again at 10, 11, or 12. They're free, but limited to 12 people each. And and only first-timers are allowed to come. But make sure you and your family are hearing the best music. 800-999-8007. Assetsandaging.com if you're ready to have the serious conversation. 800-999-8007. Assetsandaging.com. 800-999-8007. Thank you so much for listening. If you weren't able to listen to all this show, you can listen to it on my website. You can get lots of information. You can sign up. You can become a part of the Assets and Aging family. I hope you have a great day and hope to see you at an upcoming workshop or in my office. Thank you so much. Have a great day.